Hello. How's everybody doing tonight? I wonder why I showed up as Corinne. That's okay. I'm going to change my name so y'all know who I am. How is it going, y'all? Think maybe I know what happened there, so no big deal. Hello, Miss Susan. Hello, Miss Gladys. Can y'all hear me okay? I'm using my fancy dancy microphone tonight just to kind of test it out and see how I sound. Who is ready to talk about future self? Deborah says she said hello, Betsy, out loud. I love that y'all are talking to me out loud. Thank you, Vern. Vern is on here. I always forget that too. Be sure and set your chat to all panelists and attendees. So we are talking all about module 4 of No BS. Can y'all believe that we're almost done going through No BS together? Time flies when you're having fun, right? I just re-listened to all of module 4 this afternoon on about 1.5 times speed on my podcast player. So I probably did it all in about 20, 30 minutes max. And that's right, Amanda, handling the holidays is literally, I think on Sunday, Corinne is going to be kicking it off. So I'm so super excited about that. So, oh my gosh, Fiona's all the way from Ireland. Fiona, it's late there. It's like 11 or 12 at night there. Right? You're up late. So, y'all, I start talking, then I look at the chat and I don't remember what I was talking about, but, so we have been covering all of No BS. If you all are, oh, it's only 10 PM there. Okay. see y'all, I'm telling you, squirrel. If you are not all the way to module 4, or if you've been jumping around a little bit, and need to go back and listen to some lessons that you've skipped over, it's always going to be there for you. So it's not going away. There's no timeline. There's no deadline. There's no number of times you should go through it or not go through it. It is just always going to be there for you. Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. So we are going to be talking about the future self letter. And what I would love to do, and this is what Coach Kathy came up with this a few weeks ago, and I know Coach Judith talked about it, did it last week, I think, on her call, or maybe the week before, where she, we are going to coach. I want some of you all to come on with me and talk about future self if you want to. So I hope that a lot of you all have filled out the future self letter, which is the last worksheet in your No BS stack of worksheets, and that you maybe have some questions or you want to be coached, or maybe you're having trouble kind of visualizing your future self. And so we can work together on that. So I'm just going to kind of give y'all a little intro. And just kind of some things that I got from the future self lesson, I got from my future self letter that I filled out. And then in the meantime, if anybody wants to get coached on future self stuff, raise your hand. If you have any questions, you can put them in the Q&A and we'll just kind of go from there. So I'm also, y'all, this is exciting news. This is behind the scenes. So it's future self week for me because I am actually podcasting with Corinne tomorrow. I'm going to be on the podcast, y'all. That was one of my big goals for this year, is that I wanted to be on the podcast, on the public podcast with Corinne. So I am going to be talking to her about a book that I read, and a book that that Corinne has mentioned a lot on her calls, called Personality Isn't Permanent. And it is really all about future self and really visualizing your purpose and who you want to be. And it's called Personality Isn't Permanent because you think about all of these personality tests that we've taken in the past for work, or, you know, just to kind of get curious about yourself. But when we see ourselves as a certain personality, we don't allow ourselves to change or to you know, reach our goals sometimes because we think that we're stuck. We think that we're inflexible in our personality and who we are and our, you know, our strengths and weaknesses and all that kind of stuff. And so the whole point of the book is that you are flexible, that you can build new skills, that you can have any personality that you want. And it all starts with coming up with your goal and your purpose in life. And then just getting there, right? Just getting to work on getting there. And so I'm going to be talking to Corinne about that tomorrow. So I'm so super excited about that. But it was great to kick this week off with the Future Self letter. And just so I've got all of this at the top of my mind. So Future Self. So let's, Trisha said she's looking at you and seeing her Future Self cutting her hair. Yes, I trimmed my hair a little bit last week. Or I got it trimmed. So Future Self. Who is your future self? This is something that we can get a little confused about, that we can kind of, because our brain doesn't do this naturally, right? Our brain doesn't like to think about the future. Our brain really likes to think about the past and use evidence from the past to think about the future. But the thing is, and just like I talked about with personality isn't permanent, you can be anything you want to be. You can be in any way you want to be if you want to, even if you have absolutely no evidence of doing it in the past, right? Corinne always talks about the past is not your fortune teller, right? Because all it is just who you've been in the past, but that doesn't mean that you can't change. And so our brain is uncomfortable with that, right? Our brain kind of cramps a little bit when we think, well, we could just think about our future self and think about, you know, we could be doing anything, right? We could be at our goal weight. We could be in a different career. We could be traveling the world, all of this kind of stuff. Our brain, it's so protective of us, right? And I'm talking about our unconscious, our brain, our habit brain back there. It wants to protect us. It's like, oh, that traveling might be dangerous. Oh, losing weight might be a little scary. So let's just not do that. Let's just stay where we are, right? And so that's why this future self work is so important. That's why we need these kinds of guided worksheets like the future self letter, so that it will kind of force our brain to start thinking about who we want to be now and moving into the future, okay? So I just took a few notes listening to the future self lesson in No BS. Again, it's the next to last lesson. It's short and sweet, but it's just packed with great information. And so Corinne talked about how, kind of like I was saying, we need to intentionally think about the future. As humans, we love to have something to look forward to. Think about when you have a vacation planned, or think about, you know, the holidays coming up, right? Think about 2021. Aren't we all looking forward to 2021? Aren't we? Some of us are looking forward to just the next about 10 days, 2 weeks to be over with, because we know what's coming up next week. And so we all, our brains are always something to look forward, want something to look forward to. And why don't we give it an amazing, amazing story to look forward to, which is our future? And so that's why this work is so important, because it gives us something to look toward, right? And she said something in the lesson that I just wrote down. She said, quit waiting for others to go first. I don't even know exactly in what context it was, but y'all, I know I need to hear that as often as I can, is that we're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for this to be over. You know, that whole thing about how life isn't a dress rehearsal. It's the performance. It's like we're still living in that dress rehearsal mode. Well, when we start really thinking specifically about our future self, we get out of dress rehearsal mode real quick, and we have to start living life so that we can create this future self. She also talked about, you know, how a lot of us want our future self to be confident, right? To be, you know, someone who, you know, goes for their dreams and does all this kind of stuff. And so we're kind of waiting again. We're waiting for the confidence to just kind of fall down from the sky. But what we know, what we learned all throughout No BS is that confidence is earned, just like motivation, just like those kinds of different emotions, right? And it takes courage to create confidence. And so again, doing this kind of work, it takes courage because we have to really think about what we want and about how our future self is not this perfect being without any problems. And it takes courage to kind of admit yourself to that too, admit that to yourself too, to really get realistic about what your future self looks like. But it's also super exciting because the possibilities are endless. So if you release the perfectionism and release, you know, any kind of fantasy about your future self, you can really get realistic about it, but you can also just get, like, you can dream and just decide to do whatever you want. So she talked about three steps to really creating your future self. And so the first one is to take bold action. And that's where all this courage comes in, right? Take bold action before you feel like it. Does that sound familiar, y'all? We talk about that all the time, right? Doing stuff when you don't want to. Want to is not required, is how I like to say it. That is what's going to get you to who you want to be in the future, whether it is someone who has lost their weight, whether it's someone who is living their dream in a different career, someone who's traveling the world. It's about taking bold action now. The second is journal like it's your job. The last call I did, I'm trying to remember which one it was. But the whole thing was journaling because I was coaching some people and I was talking to some, I think it was one of the office hours that I was doing. And I was like, that's something that you can journal on. That's something you can journal on. Y'all, there's no way around it. And if I hear someone else say that I'm not a good journaler, I don't enjoy journaling, do you want to achieve your dreams or not? And I'm not talking about novels every morning, right? Sitting on a pillow and writing a novel every morning, or writing, 100 pages. I wrote a few sentences this morning and that was my journaling. I filled out this worksheet and that was my journaling. Y'all, every single worksheet we have in OBS, it's guided journaling. It can count as your journaling. So that was number two, journal like it's your job, write every day, no matter what. And it's so powerful, and we have it like in our planner, right? Our planner pages are guided journaling. And we have those goals that we want you all to fill out, right? That is you visualizing and writing about your future self. I have about four goals that I write out every day. And those are all goals that are going to happen sometime in the future. And so I write them down so that I can visualize. Like, one of my goals is to have a cabin in the woods with my husband. And under why is this important? A lot of mornings I will write, as I'm sitting in my chair journaling, I visualize myself sitting on my screen porch. I know what kind of furniture I have out there. I know that I'm, sitting in this cushy couch and I've got a blanket over me and I've got my coffee and I'm journaling and I know what the view looks like. And I am sitting there on my screen porch looking at the woods. That's how you achieve your dreams, is that you visualize and write about them every day. Okay. So if you're not doing that, it's time to do that, because that's what journaling does. It helps you, it creates a picture in your mind, right? When you think and write about things that you want to achieve, and that's what this whole letter does, is that it helps you really picture this in your mind. And we know that when we visualize things, our brain doesn't know that it's not happening. Our brain thinks it's happening. So every single time I visualize that screen porch and me sitting there and journaling with my coffee, it's like, oh, maybe we should actually make this happen. I'm getting my brain to work on achieving my dreams. Okay. It also helps you when you visualize, you also start feeling the emotions. Like, I know how I feel when I'm sitting there. I feel maybe a little chilly, like I do right now in my house, because it's cooled down outside where I am in Arkansas. And So I feel, you know, I even feel physical sensations. And then I also feel emotions because I'm so grateful. And I am so, maybe I feel just happiness, right? Just being in this place. What other are the other emotions, right? Gratitude, just all kinds of different things that you can feel when you're achieving your, like when you step on that scale and you see 150 pounds or whatever it is, every single time you visualize that, right? It's like, you know how you feel. Okay. But here's the thing. We get to feel all of these things ahead of time if we want to, right? I mean, we want to feel all these things ahead of time. We want to visualize us standing on the scale, or we want to visualize us sitting on our screen porch ahead of time. We want to experience these emotions so that we can remind ourselves like, oh, well, let's, okay. We get to feel that now and we get to feel that in the future. So let's just keep working on it. Okay. So, Christina and Sheila. Okay. We got some questions here. Okay. Let's go to that. Christina, raise your hand, or Sheila, if y'all want to get on. They said, I hate future self work. I feel like it's just an invitation to be disappointed. Why, Christina? Why? Why would you feel disappointed? Why are you feeling disappointed ahead of time? I want to hear why. So put it in the chat or raise your hand and we can coach on it. You too, Sheila. What is your thought, right? Disappointed is a feeling. It's an invitation to be disappointed, but it's coming from a thought you're having. Probably something like, well, I'll never achieve this anyway. It's probably some sort of focus on the past of, well, I've never done it before. I mean, what makes this any different? That's where the journaling comes in. I'll never achieve it. I'll never achieve it. Because again, you're looking to the past because you haven't achieved it in the past. If you keep thinking every time previously, it has not happened. Yeah. That's when, why you're using the past as your fortune teller, right? And that's not where we want to look. And I'm not saying you're just walking around going, oh, I can't achieve anything, right? But it's got to start with some possibility. It's got to start with at least, like I say, like cracking open that door to some possibility. To maybe I could do something different. Start there. I am open to the possibility that maybe I could do something different. That opens up a millimeter of possibility for you that you didn't have before. And Sheila says, it will hurt less if I plan for failure. Will it really hurt less, Sheila? Will it really hurt less? Sheila, you're here. Come on with me. Because I bet it's pretty shitty right now.
Hello.
Hi, let's talk.
Okay. I
can't see you first. Hold on. Let me ask you to start your video. I can't see you.
All right. I was not planning on doing this today. I like not wearing an ounce of makeup. All right. Okay.
Love it. Love it.
Hello. This is what I do on my day off. I listen to PNP and nice. That's here we go. And there's 241 participants. Fantastic. Excellent. I've posted a little bit about this in the group chat already in the Facebook group. But I'm one of those people that March happened and my life kind of came crashing down. I was on tour living this incredible dream and of being a professional performer. And it was my first international tour and it was this huge deal. And my husband was so excited and I was so excited and things were going really well until COVID hit. And then that was it. That was the game. So mm-hmm. We came home and ever since then, it's been really hard to visualize any sort of future because I don't have any idea what it will look like. You know, we're talking about starting a family. And I, you know, there's no, the lack of certainty, the lack of plan, the lack of where are we going to be living? Where are we, you know, there's so many questions in the future. And normally I'm all about planning and visualization, and I'm a voice teacher, and I help my students with this all the time. But for whatever reason, with my own life, it's really hard for me to see myself actually being successful and actually, you know, getting down to a goal weight or getting down even to a weight that starts with a one. You know, like that would be amazing. I feel like I know how to do the intellectual component of this, of like, okay, so, you know, eat till you're satisfied and make your plan and follow your plan. And, but the practical, not the practical, but like the emotional component of how do I emotionally get behind that and see myself being successful with that is really hard. And then because I can't see it, then I do all this stupid self-sabotage-y stuff that I'm not proud of. And I know it's a self-fulfilling, you know, prophecy, but I don't know how to get out of it. So that's why.
Okay. So if you had to guess, let me turn my light on. It's getting a little dark here. Hold on just a second.
What is it with this fall business? It's, I know,
right?
Under 75 in California. This is not acceptable. Yeah.
This cold weather. So you said I don't know how to get out of it. Right. If you had to guess, and I had $100 bill, right? I'm just going to keep $100 bill next to my desk because I say this over and over again.
Okay.
I just said if you just take a guess, I'll give you this $100.
Okay.
What would you guess to get out of this?
To get out of the where I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Just like to kind of get out of this, like this self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing.
I mean, I think I just stop waiting. I think I stop, you know, I think there's sort of two paths, right? So I think there's like the ideal perfect path where, you know, your soul and spirit are aligned and you float 3 inches above the ground.
Yeah,
you know, right? Like that's like what I'm waiting for, right? Yeah. So there's that path, which was what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Or the real path, which is just make your damn plan. Like just make your, you know, just do the work and just try to
feel the emotions, right? I mean, you say like, you know, again, you're like so many people, right? Where it's like, I know, you know, four basics are not, you know, not hard, right? I mean, you know, not hard to understand.
Right.
But then when this urge comes and you didn't plan for it.
Right.
Right. That's where the rubber meets the road.
Right.
And, you know, we have an entire module on that in OBS and all the right. And there's a reason we do, right? But I think the, you know, the answer is it's time to start getting to work. Right? It's time to start feeling.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. I mean, you know,
I don't want to.
It's good to be, I mean, it's good to be honest with yourself, but.
Yeah, for sure.
It's, you know, it's like we, you know, but I mean, are you joking or are you, right? I mean, it's.
No, I'm totally joking. I mean, no. I, there is absolutely like a grain of truth to I don't want to feel that level of sad. I don't want to feel this level of uncertainty, you know, and I think, I mean, I definitely think it's a way that I'm keeping myself stuck because this is what's familiar and this is what I know.
But you know that life was always uncertain, right? Even before COVID.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
I like you're very smart, right? You know, all this kind of stuff. It's the only way to move from, and a coach told me this one time, it's like, you know, because I mean, as coaches all the time, we're like, I know this, we coach other people on this. Why can't we figure this out? Right. And they said, she said, there's this difference between knowing it and basically living it. And that's how it gets into your bones, right? It's that execution of everything, you know, it's that stepping off the cliff a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's the only way. That's the only way. But here's the thing. Here's what we forget a lot of times. It's like, oh my gosh, I was so worried about, you know, when we do something scary, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I've been so worried about doing that. And it wasn't near as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
right? A lot of the time it's like that. Maybe not all the time, but the only way you're going to find out is to take that leap, right? To take that step.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to, why are we doing this, right? What is all this about? Is this, you know, really, I mean, and you have a lot of, you know, you want to start a family, you want to maybe further your career and all that kind of stuff, right? It's like, what are we all doing here? We got goals and we're choosing to stay stuck, but we could also choose to step off the cliff a little bit and start moving forward with our goals, one step at a time.
Yeah. That really hit home, the choosing to stay stuck. Like, you know, that I tell my students every, you know, that you have choices, right? You can choose to do something. You can choose to not do something, but either way you're making a choice. And so the idea that I'm choosing to stay stuck and that I'm choosing to live a life that's, you know, propelled or not propelled really by fear, like that's not what I want.
And you know, and that gets you out of victim mentality, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I always say it's like, you can't be a victim to your own choices, right? I mean, like that's not a thing. So it's, you know, you think you're a victim, but it's like, but wait a minute, I'm choosing not to take a step forward.
Right.
And I'm the only one who can do it for me. Okay. And so for you, let's get specific. What would that look like?
I was going to ask you. Okay. Let's see. What would that look like? I'm embarrassed to admit to the victim-y stuff. You're totally right though. What would that look like? That would look like.
Make a damn plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make you said that plan. Earlier, right? Or something.
Yeah, make a damn plan. I floated an idea on the Facebook group of this idea of trying to get folks to kind of jump in and, cause I do better with group accountability, of like having a group of people where we meet together like every night and like, okay, cool. So for 15 minutes, we're all going to sit here and do this. But I need to be better about really jumping in and doing that for myself and for others, you know, not just.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, accountability groups are great, right? I mean, it's just like, but it's just thinking about what if somebody didn't show up, right? Am I going to show up for myself, right? It's ultimately about showing up for yourself. And it's absolutely something that you can, you know, you can have in your toolbox for sure. Right. But yeah, I just think making a plan and practicing following it. And that means that, you know, right, you work with kids, right? Who have to practice things, right?
Yeah.
It's not ever a perfect process. They're not, you know, whatever it is that they do, they're not following their plan every single day, right?
No.
And so don't expect yourself to do that either.
Right.
Ever. Yeah. I didn't follow my plan yesterday. And, you know, I'm 5 years into this. So it's just like, that's not a thing either. But I'm back at it, right? You know, I get up and make another plan. And so just a matter of not quitting.
Yeah. I never, ever quit on a student, on my marriage, on anything or anyone. Like I'm that person that's like, all right, maybe it's time to quit. Like maybe it's time to like, you know, let them choose their own path. And I never do that, but I'm so quick to quit on myself.
This is where, you know, this is the journaling I was talking about. Like, I want you to, you know, journal any of these victim-y kind of thoughts.
Yeah.
Got, right. And then don't judge yourself for them. Right. See them and say, okay, this is where I was wanting to, you know, make myself a victim of things that I was choosing. And it's like, that's not a thing. I can't do that. So it's all okay. And now what's my next best choice? Just one thing. Keep it simple.
I love that. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I have never been on a call before, and I'm so glad that you
I'm
guys
so glad you like, raised your hand. And
yeah, me too. In my non-makeup-less state,
you're guys beautiful. Everyone is beautiful. We're all beautiful. Makeup, no makeup. I'm just all about that. Like, just right now, just we gotta just be who we are, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. very much so.
Yes. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Bye. All right. Everyone's saying you're so beautiful. Let me talk about this, because Fiona said this year more than ever feels hard to imagine the future. But I do want to remind you, like I was telling Sheila, we've got to remember that the future was never certain before, right? We thought it was. We had thoughts that it was, right? We had thoughts that I always compare it to, like, the day before COVID happened, we got into our car every day. And, you know, we just decided to think that we would be safe in our car. Most of us, right? Some of us have had car accidents, that was never guaranteed that we were safe in our car, right? And so I like to think of it like that, like, okay, I had all of these assumptions that all of these things were so certain in my life, and they never were, or I thought they were. And so now COVID is just a new thing in our life, and it's not certain either, but it can be okay, right? It's not an excuse for us to shut down our life. It's not an excuse for us to not move forward. It's not an excuse for us to stay in dress rehearsal of life until this is over, right? Because I don't know about you, but there's no time to waste here. That's the way I like to think about it. Yes, I mean, there are things that we're limited in doing right now, but there's a lot more things that we can still move forward with, right? And one of them is our health. One of them is weight loss, if that's what we want. So, something that Gladys says, something that helps me to think, when everything is uncertain, anything is possible. Ooh. I like that. I love to think with uncertainty, there are no rules and I make my own. That's a way to think about it. Yes, Lynn, that was just what I was saying. We never know what each day holds and we can't predict. So this time is no different than any other time, because thinking that it is that helpful? You just got to ask yourself, right? Is it helpful for me to think that I need to wait, right? Because everything's so uncertain. Or how could you work on proving your brain wrong if that's what you wanted to do? Okay, I can't go through all the comments, but we're talking about a song. Okay, all right. Let me go through the last step. So it's take bold action. This is all about visualizing your future self. Take bold action before you feel like it. Journal like it's your job. And the third is set up your environment for ease. Y'all, if y'all haven't heard about camp coming up in January, it is going to be nothing but setting up your environment for ease in what you want to accomplish. And we're talking specifically about weight loss in January. But these three steps, if you take these three steps, you'll achieve anything you want to achieve, period. So I love those three steps. Okay, Lou, I see you up here, and I'm going to get you up here in a second. I'm going to answer this question real quick. When I journal, I think to myself, this is silly. I'm writing just to say I did it. How can I learn to believe that journaling is worth it or working? I have the same thought come up when I do discovery sheets sometimes. Well, here's the thing. I want you to look at your question. You said, I think to myself, this is silly. I'm writing just to say I did it. Those are thoughts. Right? Those are thoughts that it sounds to me like you don't want to be thinking anymore. So I don't want you to write them anymore. You're aware of those thoughts that aren't working for you. That's what's leading you to constantly question journaling, to not get anything out of journaling, is you thinking that this is silly and that you're writing just to say you did it. And you said, how can I learn to believe that journaling is worth it or working? You start practicing the thought, this is working. This is worth it. And that gets your brain going in the right direction, looking for ways that it's worth it and that it's working. Because what you're doing right now is the opposite. Your brain's going to work looking for how this is silly and there's no point to it. Okay. So it's all about your thoughts. There are just going to be some days where your brain goes to like, well, that didn't serve any purpose. And then that's your opportunity to redirect and say, no, every day of me journaling is a win. Every day. If I don't get something out of this today, it builds on the previous day. It's like the compound effect, right? Every day of me journaling is a win because I practiced the act of journaling, if nothing else. Okay. When I try to think about the future me, the brakes come on. In 10 years, I'll be almost 80 and the likelihood I'll have much of a future to look forward to is not great. How do I come up with something positive? Yeah. So what you've got to do is stop thinking the likelihood I'll have much of a future to look forward to is not great. You don't know that, Linda. And thinking about it feels like crap, right? You've got to start thinking something new. This is for everybody. Right? Y'all are walking around with these things you think are just facts, but they're not. You have no idea how much longer you're going to live, Linda. So what you got to do is just like, I'm working on believing that I have an amazing future to look forward to. And again, that gets your brain moving in the right direction. Oh, what's going on in Linda's future? Let's brainstorm. Let's come up with some things. It's just got to start with this, you know, very simple thought, like I'm working on believing that I've still got a future to look forward to. Every time your brain goes to that old thought, that old shitty thought, because that's your old shitty, Linda. If you want more information about old shitty, you can do the Thought Bootcamp course with that specific thought in mind. Okay, Lou, let's get you up here. You are. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you? Is it morning there?
Yes, in Melbourne, Australia, it is.
Yes, love it. Love it.
All right. All right. So I'm a September newbie, just joined in September. And my, I wouldn't say issue, but my future self thing, I remember when I printed out everything, I looked at the future self letter and I just thought, oh, that's a bit kooky, you know, to write to your future self. Mm-hmm. I know Corinne talks about being your own cheerleader and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know whether it's a cultural thing, but Australian people don't love people who cheerlead themselves. Like there's a tall poppy syndrome in our culture. Mm-hmm. So to be my own cheerleader, I find that very difficult. And I've got, but back to my future self thing, I've got pictures of myself probably nearly 10 years ago where I was at my goal weight, and I look at those pictures that are on my pantry and I just think about how hard it was for me to even get to that point. Like I had weight loss surgery. I was very restrictive in what I was doing. So the thought of actually being able to get to that again just feels so unbelievable.
But that's not, I mean, that doesn't have to be your future self, right? I mean, that's, again, you looking to the past.
Yeah.
See how to, like, you could lose weight in a different way, right? Do you believe that?
Obviously, I don't.
Right, right. I mean, you think that, well, you know, this is the weight that I was at that time, and this is how I got there, so this must be the only way that I could get there again. And I want you to question that thought.
Yeah, because even my husband, he said to me, oh, maybe you should, you know, go put some fluid back in your band and da da da. And I'm like, I'm resisting that. I just don't want to go down that path because I want to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. This is for life. And I want to be able to learn to do this for the rest of my life. Yeah. So
in a way that you love,
really
right?
Want to take that path.
In a way that is, again, that is different than you did it before. And so that's what this future self is all about. That's what I want you to be writing about. Like, what does your life look like when you are losing weight and when you are, I mean, losing weight and living that is different than then, right? What is less restrictive, you know, not restrictive, right? What are you eating? What are you doing every day? That's what this letter is all about.
Yeah. Because, you know, my first month on, I've put on weight, and which I know is not the end of the world, but, and my immediate thought was, this isn't working. I can't do it like this. And I thought, and I journaled about it. I'm like, no, that's just what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I did feel as well, like, because I'm on, and I know there are other OBS ladies in Australia, but I do feel like because I'm doing this on my own, that there's almost a rebellion that I'm not accountable to anyone and I can do what I want, and I'm taking severe liberties with myself with what I'm eating because it's on my plan. I can eat whatever I like, you know.
You're always accountable to yourself, right?
That's what I've written down at the end of the day. I'm accountable to me. So
You're always with you, right? It's always, you know, because we say, oh, no, you know, sometimes we say no one will know, right, when we eat something. Mm. Like, well, but I know. Yeah. And I got to be with me all the time. So
that's right.
Yes. So it's just for you. I think you know, you are already doing this, right? You're questioning everything that you've ever thought.
Yes.
And really thinking about, I mean, so have you filled out the letter yet?
No.
At all? Okay. Here's your homework.
It's in the back of my planner.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. This is what I was going to talk to y'all about tonight, where it's, you know, it doesn't have to be this, you know, 3-hour process where you sit down and fill out this letter. You could start with one section, like one section a week, right? Or one section a day, where it's just, you know what, can I just, right? Can I just fill out the, you know, this one section of the letter today? And that's enough, right? Just one step at a time. We always talk about small steps, but it's got to start at some point, right? It's avoiding it and procrastinating on it. It's not going to happen, but we can start small.
No worries. Okay. Sorry, I think someone must be at the front door. My dog's going crazy, so I better go.
Okay. All right. Well, and then here's the end. I want you to also journal about that thing you were talking about at the beginning, the not, you know, not bragging on yourself or, you know, I not really want you to, I want you to question that too. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause that's a big hairy thought too, that you want to look at.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
All right.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
All right. See you, Lou. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. That was good because, you know, just in us talking, right, we uncovered so many of her thoughts that she was basing in the past, right? She had this story about how she lost weight in the past, and that she may not have actually been saying it just specifically like, well, this is the only way that I can lose. This is the only way I've ever lost weight, but we've got to finish our thoughts. She was thinking, this is the only way I've ever lost weight, and this is the only way I will ever lose weight. And so we've really got to become aware of like what we're really saying to ourselves, because sometimes we don't finish our thoughts kind of consciously. We just kind of use the shortcuts, and that's what gets us to overeating and stuff. So, okay, let's see if there's anybody else. The three steps are to take bold action before you feel like it. Journal like it's your job. Right, every day, no matter what, and set up your environment for ease. If somebody wants to post those, that would be awesome. But I'll post them in the show notes too. Susan said, one thing I love about journaling is nobody is editing my work, not even me. Yeah, it's just like there are no rules. I had a rule that worksheets didn't count as journaling, like up until about a month ago. And then I said, wait a minute. That's just guided journaling. I'm still writing stuff. I'm just answering questions. That, you know, I could count that in the same category as journaling. Vic says, how do you focus on the future when you have slowdowns and frustrations in those slowdowns? You think about how you want to think about those slowdowns. I mean, you know, we never said that it was going to be smooth sailing if you started visualizing your future, right? I mean, it's not like it's a clear path with no obstacles. And I mean, that's something else that you can do with this future self work, is that you can anticipate any obstacles and come up with strategies to address them. And that's really what some of these questions in the letter do for you. So one of them, let me kind of look at a couple of the questions. I mean, here's the one right here. On the days life gets in the way, this is what I think. That's what you're talking about, Vic, with the slowdowns and the frustrations. When life, so this future self letter, so just to kind of back up for a second, this future self letter, you write from your future self. So from, let's say, and I want you to just choose, right? It can be your future self at the weight where you want to be. It can be, oh, Vic, okay, you're coming on. It can be at the, it can be your future self on December 31st. It can be your future self on this coming Friday. It can be any time period, but you want to choose specifically the time period you want. Now, it does say on the letter, I want to thank you for joining No BS. You might not believe it, but we have lost, you know, however many pounds. So it's, you know, but it could be 5 pounds, 10 pounds, right? It doesn't have to be the full amount of weight that you're thinking that you want to lose, right? You can do these letters for, you can do multiple letters for as many different future selves as you want. Okay. All right, Vic, let's come on here and we'll talk specifically about what you're talking about. Are you there? Ask you to start your video. Ask you to, oh, there we go. Oh, hold on a minute. I muted you. Will you unmute one more time? Sorry. I think we pressed it at the same time. We pressed it
at the same time. Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right. Is it Vic?
It's Vicky.
Vicky. Okay. Vicky.
Yeah.
All right.
And so. I'm a September newbie, so this is all new. I've done really well at planning. I'm a widow, so I'm here by myself. My kids all live out of the state or out of country. So I've been able to focus on it, but I was anticipating more weight loss. Mm. You know, the first week I dropped quite a bit, and then I basically have slowed considerably since. Mm-hmm. And it's that frustration of, I think, anticipation, that frustration of my what I anticipated, not
yeah, what you expected, right? It's like, you know, frustration is a feeling, so it comes from a thought. So what do you think your thought is that leads you to feel frustrated?
Disappointment.
Well, that's another feeling though. That's another feeling. So what are you thinking? What's the sentence in your mind that you're thinking that leads you to feel disappointed, frustrated?
I've stayed on plan. I've listened to my hunger, mm-hmm. and I don't see the results.
Yeah. It's like, I expected to lose more weight.
Right.
By this point, or I should have lost more weight.
Yeah.
By this point, right. It's some sort of expectation that you had that has not been met.
Right.
Right. And so first you just want to recognize that's just, okay, that's what I'm thinking, is that I expected to lose more weight by this point, but I haven't. So then what? What could you think? Because I'm assuming you don't want to just sit in frustration and disappointment.
No.
Yeah, right. And that's probably not going to help you keep going a whole lot. Right. So it's not happening on your timetable that you created in your mind.
Right.
Right. And I mean, and all of that comes from, and I just like to think about, like, yeah, I mean, you know, we've been on a million diets, most of us, where it's like, lose all this weight right at the beginning, right?
Right.
Maybe we're different, you know, and we get all these messages, and we get all these we're doing things that are kind of different. And so we have these thoughts like, well, I should be rewarded for all of this work that I'm doing. And so it's just recognizing that and saying, well, but maybe not yet. How can you be okay with that? Because I mean, it's, you know, you're doing everything, sounds like you're doing everything you need to do.
I've done the plan every day. I've stuck to it. I've listened to the hunger.
So let's start with the feeling. How do you think you need to feel? Instead of frustrated and disappointed, how do you think you need to practice feeling?
I need to practice feeling satisfied with where I am.
Mm-hmm. How about patience?
Patience. Well, that's not one of my virtues.
Well, you got to stop saying that. You got to stop saying that, right?
Because it's my type A personality. That,
well, it's, I mean, Corinne talks is, you know, is so big on patience right now. It's like I hear it every call she does, because that is what it's going to take to be successful at this journey. So if it's not something that you are, you know, good at yet, it's something to start practicing.
Okay.
Right. So it's, so there's no mystery here, right? We know why you have all these big expectations.
Yeah. It's my personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's your thought, right? That can be changed. I was just talking about that personality isn't permanent book, right? It's like, it's not your personality. It's just, you just think, oh, well, patience isn't a virtue of mine. I want this to happen now, right? It's all of these sentences that you say in your mind. And if you want something different, it's time to start talking to yourself differently.
True.
That's something you could definitely journal on, right? Like, what thoughts could lead me to practice some patience this week? Anything come up for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, COVID has really had to teach me patience.
Yeah. Okay. How?
Well, as I said, I have five kids mm-hmm. in five states or four states in one other country. Mm-hmm. And so I'm used to traveling. Mm-hmm. I'm used to being with family. I usually travel at least 1 week a month and I go on international missions mm-hmm. several times a year. So I'm always active, and COVID has slowed mm-hmm. me to a halt.
So what have you told yourself? Because you know, you're not traveling, right? I mean, it's just not happening right now. So what are you telling yourself when you feel frustrated, when you feel even disappointed, what do you tell yourself instead?
My mother-in-law has this statement, this too shall pass.
Ah, there we go.
That I am saying constantly to myself, because mm-hmm. I want to be out there doing the things that I've always done. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes into play with this frustration is I've got this time where I'm not traveling, where I'm focusing on me, where I'm focusing on getting things organized in my house. Mm-hmm. And part of that taking care of me, focusing on me, was hopefully to get this weight off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I mean, you're talking and I'm like, oh, you're losing that weight every single day, right? Maybe not necessarily on the scale yet.
Right.
But every single day that you practice our four basics, you are making progress, right? You have solidified your habits for one more day.
Right.
That's the way you got to start thinking about it.
Okay.
Right? Where it's, oh, I'm losing weight today. If I'm doing what it takes to lose weight, I'm losing weight today. Again, it may not reflect on the scale yet, but it's happening. So it's because, you know, you don't want your brain to go to like, oh, you know, I'm wasting all this time, right? Being home and all that stuff, right? And you're not.
Yeah.
And the scale will catch up when it's good and ready. You know, your body will catch up when it's good and ready, but we can't affect that. But what you can control is practicing all these habits every day.
Okay.
Right. And so that's what I want you to start practicing. It's like, oh, I am losing weight today because I'm building these habits. I'm becoming this future version of myself who does this, who just does this. This is her new life. Right. Because we know this.
Yeah. And I guess it's losing the mental weight too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I mean, every day that you journal, right, you're losing a few ounces here and there of mental weight all the time. Again, right. So you could say it that way too, right? It's like, oh, well, the scale didn't change today, but I lost some mental weight today. every time you make a plan, right, and you plan your food ahead of time, and you don't use all that energy on deciding what you're going to eat, that's losing some mental weight, right? That frees up your brain for some other doing something else. So it all adds up, and it's all important. And so, like, this too shall pass. You know, it's this. I thought of another. It's just kind of like, well, I've just got to wait, right? I've just got to wait. And that's how you could think about weight loss, right? Where it's just like, well, I just got to wait. It's coming. Just like the end of COVID is coming at some point.
I'd like it, both of them to be done tomorrow.
But it's good that you recognize that, right? It's like, okay, that's where my brain likes to go, but I'm in control here. And I know that's not really helping me right now. So it's just like, okay, what can I? So I want you to journal about what do you need to be saying to yourself to practice some patience.
Okay.
Practice feeling some patience. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Bye. All right, y'all. We're going to get out of here in just a minute because I know we want to kind of limit these to about an hour or so. Ross says, what suggests a time frame for future self? And I talked about that a minute ago. It really can be any time frame that you want. And I want, you know, and just experiment with it, right? Where, because it says here in the letter, you know, you might not believe it, but we have lost blank pounds. Like I said, you could have 2 pounds in there if you want to talk about your future self, maybe in the next couple weeks or the next month. Or you could have, you know, 50 pounds if you want to do however period of time. So just start wherever you want. Just choose a time frame or choose a number of pounds and go from there. So I wanted to talk about a couple of, so I was just mentioning with Vicki, on the days life gets in the way, this is what I think. So this letter really helps you get really realistic about what your future self looks like, right? There's this whole concept of perfectionist fantasy, like a fantasy of your future self, like that she just has no problems. She never has urges. Everything is so easy for her. And so this helps you just recognize that, like, yeah, life's still going to get in the way when it's, you know, in my future self, right? My future self is still going to have obstacles and things like that, but that's okay. And this is how we deal with them. And that's what you write about there. There was some weeks while losing, I gained weight, right? It helps you as you're losing weight. Like, I love that question because you just get to plan ahead, kind of like with Vicki, right? Like, what you just get to plan ahead. What am I going to think about? And again, you're as your future self. So it's like, what did I think about when I gained weight that week, when I just did all the things and I thought that I was going to lose? What did I tell myself? It's like you put yourself in your future self shoes so that you know that's going to happen on down the line. So it's not something to be scared of or something to be to not want to happen, right? It's going to happen. It says, please don't give up. You will have hard times, and I want you to remember. This is what I wrote about. We did it. We did it because we did hard things sometimes. It was so awesome to do something hard and then come out the other side. That made us stronger. Keep doing it. You can do so much more than you think. That's what I like to think about. Whenever I find myself avoiding something or want to do something or not want to do something that's hard, like podcast tomorrow with Corinne, I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous about it, but that's me being my future self, y'all. That's what this takes. Is that what you're willing to do, right? To reach your dreams. That's what you got to ask yourself. So, all right, guys, I'm just going to check the chat here real quick and make sure there's not any more questions. It was so fun to, oh, no live podcast, Kamisha. We're recording the podcast that will be posted later. So And again, it's the public podcast. So, nothing's going on live tomorrow. Oh, someone was asking about when the last day to sign up. I don't know when the last day to sign up for January camp. I don't think we've maybe set a last day, but if y'all know that you want to go ahead, please go ahead and sign up. Because if you sign up now, you'll get your swag box early. So just sign up as soon as you can. Okay. I don't know if we'll end up selling it out or not. So, Rhonda says she pulled up her future self. She wrote 3 months ago. That's the other thing. If y'all have written future self letters in the past, maybe if you've been to a camp, cause we do that a lot at camp, or, maybe in a past version of No BS, it'd be fascinating for you to dig that out and read it and remind yourself, am I living as my future self then? Am I living as that person now? Because that's kind of what I did with my letter, was like, I kind of filled it out from a place of like, okay, I am my future self right now, like 5 years ago. Does that make sense? Like 5 years ago, I would have written this letter that I wrote today. And so now I am my future self, but now I want to create a new future self. So I'm going to do another letter that's not specifically focused on weight loss. It's going to definitely include me maintaining my weight loss, but it's going to include more things that I want to accomplish in life and more goals. Because y'all, I got the weight loss on lock. That's what your future self can be. It's like, well, this weight loss thing, it's on lock. Yeah, I got to keep doing the four basics. I got to keep making mistakes and learning from them. But now it's time to dream even bigger. And that's where you can be too someday. Okay. Teresa, the name of the book is Personality Isn't Permanent. That's the name of that book I'm going to be talking about on the podcast tomorrow. All right, guys, I'm going to head out. It's been fun. I could sit here and chat with y'all all night. But it's just, it was so fun. Please, please just work on filling this out. If you find yourself avoiding it, if you find yourself kind of having thoughts like, oh, I don't know what to do, it's confusing, just sit down and, like I said with Lou, just one section. Just sit down and fill out one section and see what you can learn, okay? And then over time, you know, maybe do one section a week or one section a month. We're in no hurry here, okay? And so let's just start opening our mind up to what our future can be like. When it's not based on our past, when it's really just based on whatever we want to be in the future. It takes practice, y'all, to dream. I am still practicing dreaming. My brain wants to go to, oh no, oh no, that's scary. Oh no, we couldn't possibly. That's my favorite old shitty, is it starts with, you couldn't possibly, and it's in my brain, it's a woman with a British accent. I have no idea why, but that's my old shitty thought. So if it was possible, if you could possibly do something, what would it be? That's what I want y'all to work on. Okay, guys. All right. Love you all. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye.